It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Hoorah, football!
Sports, 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 sports.
You know,
finally, Max, we get to talk about sports on the Love is Blind podcast. Huh?
I was really happy about this because I know all the rules. I might look like a podcaster that wears sports hats all the time, so you don't think I know about sports, but I actually know all of the rules. Thank you very much. I'm not like the other podcasters, Ben. I'm a different type of being.
I know touchdown. I know first down.
I know ball.
Second down, third down.
Whoa.
And don't forget about fourth down.
I know shoes. I know shorts. I know shirts. And I know ball.
But, Max, I don't know if you know, in the football that they play on TV, though, they have helmets.
Oh.
They have pads.
Yes.
Shoulder pads.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, the shoes are cleats. Yeah.
I just have Netflix, so I don't know what that's like. Okay. I just have Netflix.
Yeah, if you had Amazon, they do sports over there.
It's the contract that I have with Netflix. I can only talk about Netflix-related events.
But Netflix does have one awesome sport other than flag football. They also have duffel board.
That looked sick.
I looked it up.
Maria and I were like, duffel board, New Jersey. It's only in Seattle. I was like, I want to go play duffel board.
I know. I looked it up too. I was hoping that Denver would have one.
The marketing worked. It's like, we got to get nationwide franchise for duffel board.
I was thinking to myself, I love putt-putt. I love shuffleboard. And you combine the two and you get this amazing game called duffel board. This sounds too good to be true.
This is the only one I've ever really looked up. But whenever I see these stupid games, whenever they're like, it's bowling with football, I'm like, I would play that at a bar.
Yeah, of course.
Look for it. But if I went to a bar and it like wasn't occupied, I would try it out. Like most of the stupid game. But duffel board, I would look for.
Yeah, I remember you sent me a video of you got some wood and you're trying to make your own duffel board.
I'm going to start a franchise. I'm going to be like Antonio
from the Ultimatum.
Maria is definitely a Roxanne, making me trying to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
She lets me know that she was into duffel board 10 years ago.
Yes.
Yes.
She always saw herself in duffel board, but you know, life took her a different direction. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what do we think about After the Altar? I thought this one, nothing will compare to like the first After the Altar, but
it was still good. But it was better than the last one. That's for sure.
They didn't try to make it anything that it wasn't, which I will give to them. They kept it light and breezy and they just kept going through it. They were like, we don't have that much, but we're not going to make every episode an hour and, you know, pretend that there's going to be some big event. We're just going to keep going.
And yet the cast still looked a little exhausted by the end of it. Just a little bit.
Have to say, as each couple showed up, I was like, I am not excited to see any of you people. Even though it was the best season since season one, I was so done with all these people, except when Shelby and Irina showed up, but then they weren't around enough.
That trio with Micah.
The villains. The villains. We have to eliminate the villains. I ran an experiment and the villains must be eliminated. They are not good for the variables.
Is that Zach?
That's Paul. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. They both sound the same amount of dorky.
They're the same person.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but we need to do stretches. Has everybody stretched before the match? The big game?
Men and women could not participate in non-contact sports together because women will get injured.
I swear to God, if my wife dies, I'm suing every last one of you fuckers, okay?
That thing, I was like, this is mildly, this is like kind of offensive that you think that men and women cannot play co-ed sports together.
I'd be more worried about Zach getting hurt than anybody.
Did
you see Zach try and catch that ball? It looked like it physically hurt him when he tried to catch the football.
I know a guy he went to. That I went to high school with, he met his now fiance in a co-ed flag football league, you know? They, yeah. Everybody is not.
I remember you told me the story. You said he gave her a concussion.
Yeah.
And then he helped nurse her back.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically what's going on. He actually also posts highlights all the time too. So you get to see really sick flag football highlights.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, it's sick. But I was like, dude, no one's gonna tackle Bliss like on camera. Maybe Kwame.
And trust me, I wish people were tackling each other. I wish they did a full tackle game.
The only excuse I was going to give Zach is that if at the end of this, they were like, and Bliss is pregnant. And I'm like, oh, he's a little like freaked out. I was like, that second episode, I was like, maybe we're going to learn that Bliss is pregnant. And it was a whole fake out thing.
But then we're going to find out. Yeah. But then they do the double fake out and they go, Bliss is pregnant. With no allergies.
Yeah, but it was like, oh, okay. So Zach is just insane.
Yeah, and he's codependent, overprotective.
He's overprotective. It's just like, it's flag football, Zach. It's for fun.
She's not your two-year-old daughter. She's your wife.
Yes.
She's a grown woman. Yes. She can handle herself.
It's like, we want to see Jackie versus Josh. You don't have to ruin everything, Zach, okay?
Yes. Or Josh versus Marshall.
Yeah, we didn't really get that.
I know.
We should have had tackle.
I know. We really should have. We should have just done, let's just do MTV's The Challenge.
That's what I was thinking. We got to get them on the challenge. Yeah,
them all doing hall brawls.
Hall brawls, pole wrestles.
I want to see Chelsea versus Josh in the hall brawl. Okay? Thank you.
All right, let's just start getting into it, because there's so much to cover. Tiffany and Brett, finally, we get to the top of the Space Needle. Maybe you have to be married to get up there. If you show your marriage license.
The producers are listening to our show and taking notes.
But I think you need to show your marriage license to get to the top of the Space Needle. I haven't been to the Space Needle, but I'm guessing you need to. It's like showing your passport to get into Europe or something.
Right. Except this time you're like getting into space.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's the Space Needle. Yeah.
And Tiffany, she lets us know who we're talking to. Oh,
the Browns.
I was like, oh, I thought you were the Gold Gobs. Or the Pod Squad were the teams. I didn't know you were the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, no. You don't want to be the Cleveland Browns.
You don't. You don't like their quarterback. He's not a good guy. Tiffany says she misses Portland. Oh no, she misses Seattle because they live in Portland.
Yeah,
because Portland is a slower place. But Brett is in Portland, and Brett is so thankful. They are so happy. Tiffany's in her soft girl era. Nothing will stress her out. Yeah, so she's still in her boring girl era. They're still boring, Ben. They're boring.
I'm surprised that the smooth rotating of the needle didn't put her to sleep right away at the dinner table.
Yeah, why didn't we get her sleeping? We were missing Tiffany's greatest hits. I wanted to sleep.
On the 50-yard line in the football field, Tiffany asleep with a blankie on and everybody having to take a timeout to let her get a nap in.
This is the problem with Brett and Tiffany. They never deliver when you need them to. They won't even do it. But Brett, did you hear his Zach impression? It was even better than ours. Here, I'm going to play it for you.
Yep.
What you need to realize, Tiffany, is that I'm in love with you. Full-heartedly.
I've always said this.
I'm in love with you.
Brett is a real Frank Caliendo. Yes. I've been saying this since the beginning of Love is Blind. Brett is the Frank Caliendo of the group.
I just think of Brett as the funny man.
Yeah.
He's the comic relief.
Have you heard his Jack?
Is Jack Kerouac?
No, it's Jack Nicholson.
Oh, it's Jack Nicholson, yes.
Here's Johnny.
This is Brett doing Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
That's pretty close.
I know. This is interesting when we see Bliss and Zach, but first.
Oh my god. Are we on a new news network?
Where is that coming from?
This is a little different of a news song than our last
Whoa,
one.
Breaking news. Yeah, we're on a new network. Such agencies. Yeah. We have some breaking news, Ben. Coming in.
I couldn't tell it was breaking news.
To our earpieces, Ben. Shayna is pregnant.
Shayna
Hurley is pregnant with her husband.
Season 2 of Love is Blind?
She is preggo.
Good for her.
Thank you, Shayna. We cannot wait for that baby to be on Love is Blind season 60 or whatever.
Oh, that's going to be great.
We cannot wait to cover it. We are ready. So congratulations to Shayna. You might have heard it here first.
Don't let Vanessa near that baby. She's going to eat it right up. Because she loves all the Love is Blind and Ultimatum babies. She needs to collect them all and she needs to put them in her stomach.
That news just dropped like 2 hours ago, by the way.
Wow. That is really truly breaking news.
It is breaking news, yeah.
And you heard it here on Reality Alert. Because we're a reality news podcast.
Yes, that's what we do.
It's in the name. It's in the name. We give alerts.
Ben, we meet the Goitowskis. And they go to the doctor and we go to the turtle room and we think it's going to be baby news, but it's allergy shots.
Yeah. Zach is like, I like turtles.
Yeah. Yep. That's about it.
Pretty uneventful scene.
Oh, no. Zach says that he loves Bliss more now than when he met her. Can you believe that he loves Bliss more a year later than when he just met her 2 weeks ago when they got married?
It's probably the allergy shots that did it.
Yeah, I can't
probably
believe
some sort of love potion in there.
I can't believe you would love someone more after a period of time meeting them. That really stands out to me as a crazy event.
It's wild.
Usually it's just all downhill after
you got to know her middle name, her favorite color, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Her favorite meal. So very cool. Yeah.
Yes. How about the science fiction story that Zach wrote for her about their fur babies? My favorite two words.
Your favorite term.
Not a pet peeve. Or a pet's peeve.
I got to read this story. That's all I know.
Yeah. I'm sure we would thoroughly enjoy this.
I think we could do a whole hour on this story.
Yeah, we got. Hopefully he'll post the receipts again and we'll get to read this story.
I really hope so.
I'm sure we'll be crying just like Bliss was.
If his receipts are as long as they are, imagine how long the story is. It's probably as long as, you know, the Bible or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Chelsea and Kwame, they are living their best lives and thriving, according to Kwame. They're thriving.
Yes, we are all living in Chelsea's perfect fairy tale.
And we're living.
I'm all for it. Here we are.
We're
Isn't
living
wonderful?
In Chelsea land. Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Kwame.
Is he Kwame enough? They meet up with Bliss and Zach to go to T-Mobile Park, where Chelsea's going to throw out the first pitch at the Mariners game.
Can you believe she had a pink glove, Max?
I can't. I've never seen her in pink before. I love when she talks about knowing these rules, and Kwame is so embarrassed. He's like, you know the rules? You do?
You know, yeah, you have to throw it to the catcher, right? Not the moose, the catcher.
Okay? This stood out to me. When the four of them travel together, they share one hotel room with two queen beds?
Yeah, I guess so.
What is this? Love Island? Or are they doing bits at the same time? Are they high-fiving?
Sleepover! You know Chelsea. Okay. You know Chelsea. Yeah. She's just still always consistently living her 8-year-old slumber party fantasy.
It's like when she was like, you have to give in to your inner child and buy popsicles.
Oh my god. Yeah. Max, We could psychoanalyze that shit for hours. Are you kidding?
Your inner child wants you to do Calvin Klein photo shoots.
I gotta criticize Chelsea's first pitch. She didn't throw from the mound. Very embarrassing. If you're not gonna throw from the mound, you might as well not throw.
Also, clearly a ball, not a strike.
Clearly a ball, not a great shot.
Although Shane probably would have swung at it.
Yeah, Shane would have. Motherfucker!
Fucking Chelsea throwing this to me, and I can't even hit it.
They kiss at very interesting times in front of everyone, Kwame and Chelsea. They're like, oh,
they're always kind of awkward kisses too.
We're in front of clinic. Let's very performatively kiss, like smooch, no tongue, but like very fully lipped with teeth. Like
they go like this.
It's like we really want the professional baseball player to see us kiss and remember us kiss. Yeah, Maria was like, I couldn't imagine like kissing in front of it. You don't want to kiss it for Aaron Judge. She's like, it wouldn't even be Aaron Judge. It would be like Kyle Higashioka, the catcher, you know, it would be like some random baseball player
in front of, or just kiss Aaron Judge.
I would demand a three-way kiss with
him. I know you would.
I know, but it's like
I think Jared Kelenic's gonna remember that kiss for the rest of his life.
I am, because it was so weird. And later they kiss in front of their family, and their family's like, "All right, gross." And then they just keep kissing. They're like, "We're in love, everybody. We're in love. We don't have problems. We're kissing. There's nothing wrong.
We're
in
just
our relationship.
Two kids kissing, little inner children. We're just two.
My inner child
kissing.
Wants me to kiss Kwame. We don't have problems at home. We've never had problems. We're kissing. we're totally happy.
We're perfect in every way.
No problems.
No problems at all."
But Ben, I have a question to ask you, okay?
Okay, I accept your question.
Are you ready for a good time? Because we're going to have a good time. We're living it up. We're living it up, living it up.
Just wanted to know if you're ready for a good time.
I'm so ready for a good time.
Because we're going to see Micah and Paul's mom.
Twinsies?
This was the best surprise. I was like, oh, we're seeing all the couples. Oh, now it's an ex-couple, Micah and Paul. Oh, wait, it's Paul's mom?
I was getting confused. I thought she was having dinner with a mirror.
Yeah.
I was so confused, man.
I thought we were doing like a parent trap thing. It was like, like she was going to do like the dance from the movie. You know, they were going to sing Let's Get Together from the original.
I was like, did they CGI a second Micah like they did in Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan? I'm so confused.
This was definitely my favorite scene from like the first two episodes. This was there is so much to it. I was
it's so good.
We could do a whole episode and a half on just this. So let's
I hope we can get Micah's mom on the pod.
Oh my god. Here's the first great detail. She talks to Liz literally every day.
I love that.
Every day.
I love that. So unhinged. It's great.
What is wrong with you?
I don't think she has many friends.
And when I say what is wrong with you, I'm talking to both of them. What the fuck is wrong with you? Who does that? I mean, you hear about this before, right? When people talk to like each other's exes and stuff, and it's like, can you cut it out?
Yeah. No.
I mean, good for Liz though, because Paul is a fuck, you know?
Absolutely.
He's a murderer. She knows it. She watched him kill small animals in the backyard. He moved up to dogs and then to people. Yeah. She knows.
Yeah. We have always said Paul is a serial killer.
She's hoping that Micah will, you know, cure him. She knows she's the best chance.
Yeah, she's the best he's got.
She throws away the weapons.
But Shelby is too protective of Micah. Shelby's not going to let him kill her.
Liz is just like, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Just like me. Twinsies. We're twinning.
I look your age in everything. We look just exactly alike in every way.
Micah says, I don't want to make Paul uncomfortable or anything.
No.
No, you don't? Well, I know one way to make him.
It's the producer. The producers want to make him uncomfortable.
I know one way to make him more comfortable. Maybe you could stop talking to his mom every day.
No way, man.
Well, Liz.
I want it.
Liz had a good response. Boys are stupid. Mike is like, you're my friend. Fuck Paul.
Yeah.
Liz says whatever Paul feels is on him.
Well, as Monica says, friendships last longer than relationships.
That's true.
I think that applies to this situation.
Yeah, Monica only has pure motives. So
only wise words to say about everything. Yes.
Liz asks Micah how things are between her and Paul. She says she can't ask Paul because she's not a girl. I think that she can't ask Paul how things are between him and Micah because Paul won't talk to his mom about anything anymore because his mom is talking to Micah every day.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, I don't
know.
You're
going to get less and less communication from your son.
If you keep talking to his ex every day. But yeah. She looks just like me.
We're twinsies.
We're twinsies. I never met anyone with blonde hair before. Micah's like, you know, it doesn't hurt me that Paul didn't say that I was a mother, but he should have said it to me instead of saying it to camera. We've heard that before, blah, blah. Yeah. Liz reveals to Micah that Paul is talking to someone. She didn't know until this scene. This is the first time she heard it. This is totally organic, like every conversation in the show.
And we never get to meet this woman throughout this.
I know, that was boring.
It's kind of disappointing.
Liz says she doesn't know the lingo of what talking to means. It means fucking. But the smile doesn't... she says the smile doesn't compare of when he was dating Micah.
If we get Liz on the show, we'll explain to her what talking means. Yeah,
it means fucking, but not exactly exclusively.
Yes.
Yeah.
But definitely full penetration.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Liz says she's going to break her kneecaps, the new person that Paul is dating, and you're like, oh, so we do see where he got some of the serial killerness from.
A bit, the violence does
not just from his father's side, it's a little of both sides. It's nature,
the violent apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Liz says last night Paul said I loved Micah and I still love her. Wow. Sounds like they're gonna get back together. I can't wait.
I love it.
Yes. Jackie and Josh are on a Ferris wheel. They eat charcuterie and drink champagne. It's been a hard year. Jackie has been getting reamed on the internet. I wonder why.
So weird.
Yes.
Are we the only ones who had her back?
Yeah, like, only we were. She's done nothing wrong. She had something interesting to say about Josh's looks, though.
My man is fine. I don't care what y'all say about his little cauliflower broccoli ears. That's fine.
She's licking her man's cauliflower broccoli ears every day.
Mm.
They're sprouting
into new... Put a little butter on it, a little salt, you know?
Those carrot asparagus ears, they be tasting good every day. And they're moving into the apartment. I feel like Jackie is trying to move away from the drama. I feel like she is so over it. I don't think Josh is. I think he loves the spotlight, despite what he says. He's all about it.
He wants to fucking fight, man. That's just what he wants to do.
Jackie has felt the fire and the flames, and she doesn't want it. She's just here because of contracts.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's the impression I got from all three of these episodes, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's over it. Which is too bad, because, you know...
I know.
We want to see Jackie get into it.
I know.
We want to see her make Marshall feel this small, you know?
That's
what we love.
Paul and Liz are making Paul's favorite meal, human stew. And Paul's new girl he's dating supports his hobbies, like murder, like food, and traveling. And she likes his cooking, unlike Micah, who just tolerated his behaviors. Yeah, I guess it's good he's with someone, you know, supportive.
Yeah. Someone who will kill with him.
Yes, not just watch. Liz is like, but you and Mike are friends, right? You love her. You'll end up with her eventually.
And then we could all live in the same house together and be roomies and twinnies.
Paul says, I have developed emotional awareness and the experiment has made me open up myself because we did a double blind and I was given the placebo, but then I got the real thing afterwards and I retraced the experiment and things just kind of worked out that way from there. Thank you.
Yeah. He did. He ran a series of tests.
Yes, he figured beakers, labs, everything.
Yep, he did it all. I was surprised to hear, though, that Micah broke up with him. That was kind of surprising.
Because they weren't in the same thing. She didn't want to do long distance.
Yeah. And good luck getting anyone to move to Arizona. You know?
Yeah, too hot.
Too hot. Too hot to handle.
Too cactusy.
Yeah.
And then Paul's like, you don't just date when it's convenient, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and Liz's like, but she's back and she's beautiful like me. She looks just like me. You have to date her. Come on.
Date your mom.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And then Liz basically says, begging goes a long way, and tells Paul to beg Micah to date him, even though Micah is basically begging Paul to date her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They should beg each other.
They're going to date. I predict by the end of this season, they're going to date.
But then she's going to have to move to San Diego, right?
Oh, yeah.
Love is blind San Diego?
Huh? It could happen.
It could happen.
Chelsea's trying to figure out if a pink dress looks purple and green. Is that what happened in the scene when Kwame was wearing the red socks?
Oh, I thought she was getting ready for a Taylor Swift concert.
Probably.
Was she not going to the Eras tour?
She could have been. You don't know.
Like she was going to the Eras tour.
Yes, this was filmed like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
We get to the 1 year anniversary dinner, and Ben, we're at your favorite location, a
Botanic Garden.
Yes.
Did you see how many chihulis there were there?
Dude, there were mad chihuli.
Dude. They got a lot of chihulis. Kind of jealous.
It was beautiful.
The Denver Botanic only has one chihuli.
That's fucked.
I know. Well, they did an exhibit once where there was a bunch, but.
Oh, okay. But then they moved on. They repotted them.
The chihulis. Yeah.
Yes. I wasn't really feeling any of the men's outfits. Those kind of stood out to me. I felt like because of the suit jacket fit wasn't on, except for Zach's. I felt like Brett looked a little bit like a waiter, although he was trying to match with Tiffany. That's what stood out. That's what stood out to me. If people are wondering for my fashion input. Bliss says it's been.
I thought this looked like a Thanksgiving feast. By the way,
did a little bit.
It had
right?
Like a little thanks, a little fall.
Was it November when they filmed? I can't tell.
Yeah, it had one of those. What do you call those? Cornucopia. Yeah, it had a cornucopia, and it's weird. Very strange.
Bliss says the person for you is your most authentic self and you can be who you want to be. Bliss says it's cool to be who you want to be in a marriage.
Wow.
There is a lot of this. Tiffany says the exact same thing in a confessional.
I noticed they were
later.
Reading off note cards. They were like, if you can dream it, you can do it. And
if you can do it, you can do it.
They're reading off John Lennon quotes. They're reading... And then they start going, aren't we all so weird? We're just so quirky, aren't we? Like, really? It's okay to be weird. We're just a little strange. Even though we're incredibly popular influencers on Instagram, we're just a bunch of weirdos. That's all.
It really ramps up for me, though, when Brett and Tiffany talk about their trips. And I'm just thinking, don't care. We're not on the trips right now. Don't really care about your trips. And Brett is like, wow. Finally, somebody took me on an expensive vacation instead of me taking somebody on an expensive vacation. Isn't it great that we all have so much money?
I know, right?
Isn't that like amazing, guys?
So great that they can go on vacations all the time. It's really nice.
And then Chelsea goes, can I make everything about me for a second? I just want to acknowledge the sacrifice that Kwame has made for not going on an extravagant vacation for a total 365 days. It's been so hard for him.
You know what I have to say about this? Time's up, Chelsea. You're canceled.
It's so hard not to travel.
You didn't let your partner travel because you were too busy making money and getting a job on the Love is Blind casting department and becoming a producer.
It's so hard living in our very nice high-rise apartment with a beautiful view. He made such a sacrifice living a well-funded life with low stress.
She says maybe she got into marriage naively. Maybe it's deeper than she thought it was.
Chelsea naive?
No,
never. Come on, Chelsea. Why, she's the most mature woman I've ever known. Come on.
I like when Zach proposes a fantasy football game, but with real players.
But with real, what would that be called? I wonder.
That be called?
What could that be called?
Football?
Maybe football?
Real football?
You guys have heard about this fantasy football thing. Well, this is going to sound crazy, but I have this new invention. What if we took fantasy football and actually like had players on the field and we played the game?
Oh, so like real fantasy football, we'll call it.
Yes. Like
that's
real
a crazy
fantasy
idea.
Football.
I think we can make a national league and televise it. We can make a lot of money off
of
that. What if we had people...
Seattle should have a real fantasy football team.
Yeah, that's crazy. Brett's joke about Jackie being a defender and Marshall being a QB and telling him to boss up was actually funny. Brett made me laugh. So I tip my hat to Brett.
I'm telling you, the Frank Caliendo of the group.
Yeah, Brett. You know? Brett's been taking comedy classes at Seattle's, at Portland's top comedy school.
Yeah. He's been doing a lot of improv.
Yes.
I hear he's doing Harold's now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Zach says everything will be in the past and it will just be fun at their real life fantasy football game. And Chelsea says we can't force anyone to take a higher path, but it will be okay. Yeah. Is she talking about herself not taking a higher path?
She's talking about everyone but her because she is above everyone.
Oh,
so it's difficult for anyone to be as good as, as her. Yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. She's perfect.
Yes. Well, episode one is over, and we head into episode two. We meet Marshall and Che, Marshall's new girlfriend, and this is when they head over to Duffelboard. Marshall's been with his new girlfriend for about a year.
Yeah, wow.
Marshall tells Brett he wants to spend the rest of his life with her, and Brett is like, whoa, those are strong words. You just met her. It's only been a year. You should really know someone for a long time before you marry them.
What a stupid thing to do, Marshall.
You're basically marrying her sight unseen, blindly. Are you crazy? Get a grip. Then we were in Brett's never played sports before. Never. He's an art
never
guy.
Once, but he's playing Duffelboard.
Oh, yeah, I know. But he's like, he's playing it upside down. He's trying to swallow the ball. He's like lying on the table. He's trying to paint the table because he's so artsy. He was like doing a monologue. Yeah. He's doing a soliloquy. You know, he's doing this whole thing.
I love that about Brett.
Yeah, he's so artsy. Artistic.
Yeah.
Shelby and Micah come out. Queens, they're down at Pike Place. Very
iconic
Seattle
location.
Iconic brew of Starbucks coffee, the Pike Place blend.
I'm pretty sure the producers went to Google Maps and they said Seattle attractions.
Yes.
And then they took the top five and they just went with them.
Yeah, there's only five, but...
Seattle Mariners. He got the
Botanic Garden, the Botanic Garden,
Duffelboard,
Space Needle, Pike Place.
Yep, that's it. The Big Five.
It wasn't hockey season, so he couldn't go see the Kraken.
No.
Irina shows. Micah defends Shelby again. It's cool. We're all on Shelby's side here. No need to talk about that.
Yeah, you don't need to defend Shelby or Micah. We're all on their side. And Irina.
Irina is dating someone herself because she wants to be the person that she wants to be before she dates no one else. No one wants to date Beans, she said. Is she talking about Beans from Even Stevens? Is that who she's talking about?
Who wouldn't want to date Beans?
No, I want to date Beans.
Beans is cool, man.
Yeah, I think she's wrong. She does have some growing to do if she doesn't think anybody wants to date Beans.
And of course, Mr. Bean. You kidding?
Or Mr. Yeah, either one. Everybody wants to date a Beans.
Yeah.
Anybody named Beans is dateable.
Think of the hijinks you get into with Mr. Bean as your husband.
Yeah, that would be adorable. It would
be a crack up.
Of course, Shelby has a boyfriend and has for years because she has her life together. She's amazing.
She's our queen.
Deeply. She's the queen. We love
her. We're still going to try and get her on the podcast.
Yes.
That's still the plan.
Micah saw Paul the other night. She's confused why he's still talking to her if he's seeing someone else. Because he's keeping that door open in case it doesn't work out with her. Yeah. That's why, Micah. What's to be confused about?
Paul's all about cracking doors. That's his thing. He cracks in. All over his house. He's got doors cracked.
The ladies do know. They're like, well, it's called overlap, Micah. And she's like, oh, maybe I should move on. I think I should move on. And they're like, Shelby's like, please.
Yeah.
Please.
They should go on the ultimatum. Could do a marry or move on situation.
Yes. Jackie and Keisha. We meet Keisha. She's from the pod squad, but she's a reject. And I was like, why do we, you know how I feel about the pod squad rejects. I don't need them on my TV. But we are reminded.
I mean, some of them did deliver.
Yes. Well, no. Yes. But I'm talking about the ones when they like show up to the barbecue and they don't even talk.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. But they're basically Keisha, extras at that point.
Yes, Keisha is relevant because she came up on the reunion because Marshall went on a date with her, he said. But he said that it wasn't significant because it was a singular date. Now, Keisha says it was more that you would know it was more than one date if you had seen the text messages and conversations. And Marshall said he had wished he had married her. Now, I have to say, Keisha doesn't explicitly say we went on more than one date. She says we had conversations, right? And like text messages. So it seems like they texted and talked a lot, but they only might have met up once. I don't know. Marshall could be lying, but I don't think that this is like evidence that Marshall is lying. It's just
little more context that we get, and that's just about it.
Yeah, but this isn't like Marshall's lying. I'm like,
no.
No,
it sounded like Keisha was a little bit hurt,
yes,
and surprised, you know, by that interaction on there.
Yeah,
clearly Marshall was still all up in the Jackie Josh drama, and sort of used that, and I think it maybe rubbed her the wrong way a little. I don't know.
He was very raw and rebounding, and she was a rebound, and then he was like, oh, I don't actually want to be with you.
Yeah.
And that happens sometimes, and she's right to feel hurt about it. But you know,
he's like, I want to call my mom before I want to call you.
But when he said it was literally one date, you know,
yeah,
I'm not sure he was necessarily lying.
Well, she did say, Keisha did say it might have been a little more than one
date. But she said texts and conversations. I don't know if they actually went on more than I'm not sure if they actually went on one more than one date. I think they might have just been talking a lot more. I think that they might have had like they might have been talking a lot, and she's like, we had a deep connection, but I don't know if they dated more.
We gotta figure it out.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's very easier to say like, but we talked a lot, we were texting. Like,
but I also don't see Keisha wanting to reveal as much as maybe Marshall in this. I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
but whatever it is, being,
you know.
Marshall could be lying. He couldn't be lying. There's not enough context to really know. I don't have a vested interest in defending Marshall, but it doesn't seem
I could legit see Marshall downplaying.
I could. You know? Yeah. I think he downplayed, but I don't know if they actually went on more than one date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jackie and Keisha both have Marshall blocked, and Keisha says she was done hearing apologies from him for months.
I love that. People are blocking this cast because of their receipts that they kept posting.
He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. She's like, okay.
He does apologize a lot. It does kind of get boring.
Shut the fuck up. You're boring. Just be mean to me, bro.
Nobody gives a shit about your accountability, you fucking turd. Oh, my God.
I like when Jackie at the end says, if I saw Marshall on the street, I wouldn't have been interested in him. And Keisha's like, yeah, that's the point of the show. Why did you go on the show? It's called Love is Blind, not Love on the Street.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to see Love on the Street, though.
Yeah, Love on the Street. It's like Billy on the really Street, cool. But Love on the... Oh, my God. We got to cut this part
out. Gotta pitch this. We
got to Love on the Street.
My God.
It works.
And during the writer's strike, dude, this is our time.
Love
dude.
On the Street.
This is our fucking time, dude.
It sounds like a documentary about sex workers.
By the way, we support the WGA and the SGA during their strike.
I don't. No, I love studios. I love producers and men in suits and their power.
Yeah, you love the big wigs.
I love the big wigs.
I remember when we were in New York and you would see a businessman carrying a briefcase and you'd go, yeah! business.
I love scabs too. People, it's strike breakers, Pinkertons. Yeah, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, that's when you do your like rat move where you go, you do your rat impression. You go,
I'm a rat. No, I'm a rat. No scab. Yeah. Dude, the more reality TV, the better for us. Let's keep the strike going. Come on, guys. Don't give in. Don't give in. No one give in. I support both sides. I'm playing all sides.
Yeah. The podcast business is booming right now.
We're booming. We're fucking filthy rich. You'll see me podcasting from fucking Kwame and Chelsea's fucking apartment tomorrow.
Yeah. No more going a year without vacations, I tell you that.
I'm going to put down fucking cash on that apartment tomorrow. The whole building. All right. Bliss and Amber. Care,
folks, our Patreon is back and again. $5 a month gets you our entire catalog. We've also got a recent episode from Ultimatum, bonus content, the Ultimatum Center. So go ahead and check that out for just $5. There you go.
And
Patreon.com/reality alert.
We'll be back next week with our bonus Love is Blind season 4 after the altar coverage. We're going to be, you know, talking about our predictions for how these couples are going to end up and also going over the social media that these couples are talking about, maybe some press too, and just talking about what are these couples really up to. So check that out at patreon.com/reality alert. Okay. Bliss and Amber. Bliss and Amber. Amber is the one that said fuck you to Paul, everyone remember. But right. Now it seems she says it would not have worked out and that he's not her person. She met someone at San Diego and she's going to see how it goes when she moves there.
Yeah. Yeah. All I took from this scene was Bliss saying that she needed a dog mom hat in her life. That's all I took.
Was the second thing I took is, so you know how we made fun of Zach a lot and we said with the way he's acting, no one's ever going to want him to be his lawyer again.
Yeah.
I think that happened. I don't think he's a lawyer anymore.
Really?
Well, Zach and Bliss are going to Europe for 2 weeks. And Bliss said they've apparently traveled the whole U.S. together. And Canada.
Together?
Yeah.
She said the whole U.S.?
She said the whole U.S. and Canada, Ben.
She even did like Arkansas. She did.
She said the whole U.S.
Wow.
So I don't. That's my conspiracy theory.
Southern Wyoming?
I think
Wichita, you know, Kansas.
A law firm. Everybody was like, I don't want him as my lawyer. Look at him. He can't sing. He sings. He talks about Elden Ring. He's look at him.
Wow.
You know. So he's just an influencer now, and he travels with Bliss and their fur babies.
Wow.
With Blythe and the other one.
They went to the desert in Nevada. They did that too.
Yeah, they did the whole
thing. They did every inch.
Yep, every inch. You can't practice law if you're doing that. So I don't think he's a lawyer anymore. That's my theory. He's not a lawyer.
Maybe he got fired.
Pretty here first.
maybe he was an unhireable lawyer after the show.
Well, he said he was starting his own law firm. I don't think it ever picked up. Yeah. Maybe he never
started. So that's why they didn't get an annulment, is because he got disbarred, probably. Yep.
Micah and Kwame. I think I meant, Freudian slip of who I really think should have ended up together. Chelsea and Kwame. They go to Chelsea's overwhelming family's house for her favorite time of year, her birthday.
That's my favorite time of year.
Yeah, Chelsea's birthday. It's all of our favorite time of year because we know we live in Chelsea land.
When hey, Barbie.
When she said it's her favorite time of year, I was like, we know this. You didn't need to say it. We know your favorite time of year is your birthday. We know.
Yeah. Yep.
And Kwame's family comes over too. It's nice. I liked the jollof rice story.
At least that was some Rocky appearances here. That was great.
Rocky sucks. When she's pushing him in the stroller at the end, I'm like,
Oh my God, that pissed me off.
Is he geriatric? I'm like, why can't I? Like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
The jollof rice story is nice. Jollof rice, all that stuff. It was good. And then they do the kissing thing.
Yeah, I liked that story from
Kwame. It was good. It was good.
I thought that was really nice. And
the Mountain Dew.
Thing was funny. Yeah. I like that. Yes.
I like Kwame's sister a lot too. She's great.
Yes,
she's a great presence. Jackie and Josh moved to their new apartment. Let me talk about this.
Okay.
No shoes in the house. I get it, you know?
Yeah.
But these people with the no outdoor clothes on the bed, I mean, it's a little extreme for my taste, personally.
What are what do they got all over those clothes?
Wait, what are you people doing?
Are you rolling around in the mud? What's going on?
If I worked construction, but like you're like how dirty are you getting on a daily basis?
You doing?
I can't go sit on the bed. You're like, no, like what are you fucking doing? Like it's like, wait, so to sit, I can't even sit on the bed. I have to change into my indoor clothing. Do I have to put on a hazmat suit?
Maybe because they're soaking wet because they're in Seattle and it rains a
lot. Yes, that would make sense.
That maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
In which case, it would be no outside clothes on the bed, but put all the outside clothes in the dryer.
I'm just not a, that one, I'm just not about that life.
Seattle listeners, let us know, is this a cultural thing? Do you not put outside clothes on your bed because it make your bed a water bed soaking wet? Tell us.
I know that there's some New Yorkers that I've got too. It's like, the city is so dirty. I'm like, everything is dirty. There's germs everywhere.
It's everywhere, baby.
You gotta roll around in the bacteria of life. You know,
the amount of different types of germs on just one subway car would astound you if you knew.
What are you gonna do about
what are you gonna do?
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, baby.
I mean, I don't know. I just want to get in bed in my clothes sometimes, you know? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's fine.
Sometimes
you just want to sleep in jeans.
Sometimes I want to take it. Yeah, sometimes it feels good to nap in your normal clothes.
Yeah, in a tuxedo even.
Yes.
You know?
Day of the Flag football game. I'm looking at the roster that, of course, Tiffany and Brett are in charge because they're the king and queen. And I see that Nick has a big question mark for it on the roster. And I'm like, Nick Thompson, because we had the big photos of him with the football. We know Nick Thompson loves football.
Or it could have been Lachey.
Nick Lachey was my second thought. My first is Nick Thompson. We know that he's on the verge of homelessness right now. He's been talking about it in the press. Maybe he's traveling the rail cars and he ended up in Seattle.
Right. He has a bindle and all that. Yeah.
A what?
A bindle.
A bindle. the thing on the edge of the stick.
Yeah.
Good vocab word.
Thank you.
That's good. Nick Thompson shows up. He's dressed like Charlie Chaplin. Like Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, he's dressed too. Like Charlie Chaplin. He's got his beans. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
His can of beans.
Nick will be on team. It depends if he was able to, you know, like break into the rail yard and hop on the train last at midnight.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Nick Lachey is showing up, but it turns out being like, hold on, I have who?
It's Nick, a pod squad guy, isn't
no,
it?
No. It's not a pod friend squad of guy. Someone. It is the friend. Nick is the friend of Jimmy, who was a pod squad guy.
Wow.
So Nick isn't even like related to the show.
Good for you, Nick, squeezing your way into that.
Yes.
Good for you.
Who has guards in fantasy football? They're like, all right, so you're going to be center. And then we're going to have guards and like a tight end. And
we're
like
missing an outside linebacker.
Yeah, we need a quarterback.
Our secondary unit is paper. It's nothing. They're going to rip us to shreds.
Okay, but who's going to be the secondary offensive coordinator? Who's going to be QB coach?
How are we going to fill this roster? There's not enough.
Were they
people.
So desperate for content that they asked Brett and Tiffany to like give people positions for flag football?
Yeah.
And I was so confused. So they did predictions for most competitive. Kwame, definitely most competitive.
Oh yeah.
I thought Chelsea. That makes sense. That I makes thought sense. Chelsea would be pretty competitive, too.
Yeah.
Tiffany.
But she goes above everybody else. So,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, but yeah, she wouldn't admit it. Tiffany predicts herself. Brett.
She
is
was pretty competitive out there. Yeah.
Brett is concerned about Jackie and Josh versus Marshall, but Tiffany is not. Tiffany was right. You know. I wasn't too surprised. I don't know. And Tiffany is concerned about Micah and Paul. I wasn't because, like, they talk. Like, why? Like, what would happen?
His mom is best friends with her.
Paul only kills people that he doesn't know. It's not.
And not in broad daylight.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not stupid.
Yeah, come on. I like that the game is called the Gold Cup Bowl. I thought that was cute.
It's cute. It is. Yep.
Yes. Bliss is more excited than Zach is, but wasn't this presented as Zach's idea? Why is Zach so nervous for his idea? He thought of this whole thing. He made these giant signs.
Well, maybe that's why he thought he was going to be liable if someone got killed.
Yes. I like how he's nervous about it being on turf and the disparities in athleticism. He's like,
he brings up good points.
Yes. Know? Yes. I know. I
turf
know.
Fields suck. They do.
Yeah, when the Yankees play on turf, Aaron Judge is only going to play 2 out of 3 games. You know, you don't want him to get injured.
You don't want that.
So Nick, JP, and Jimmy show up. We don't know who any of these people are.
Nope.
Except for Nick. Of course, we love Nick. You know, our favorite guy.
We love our boy Nick.
I really thought Chelsea was going to roll up in a pink uniform.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's my birthday.
Or at least a pink helmet.
Something.
Yeah.
Was not surprised that she used to cheerlead here.
No, not at all.
No. And this is where Zach does the whole gender mixing because, you know, women are weak and, you know, they can't compete with the men and men will kill them. So
Zach's just afraid of his own strength.
Yes, I think I'll kill the women. Something like
I don't know what's going to happen out there. I just don't know what could happen out there. I don't know. Then he pulls out a knife from his pocket. He's like, see, where did this come from? I don't even know. I don't even know where this knife came from. Brett's starting to go, maybe you shouldn't play. I don't know.
I think you're spending too much time with your BFF Paul.
Yeah, you seem kind of violent.
But Ben, I have a question to ask you. In honor of Shayna. Are you ready for war?
I'm so ready.
That's a classic, Are You Ready for War? When that came back, I was like, whoa, throwback.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. We were talking about that long time ago, I remember.
I know. So we get to the big game. It's the Pod Squad versus the Gold Goblins. The Gold Gobs. It stands for goblins, right? They're the goblins.
Yes, they're the goblins. I saw DraftKings had Pod Squad at minus 600.
Yeah.
Because of Kwame, you know. Yeah.
Why
they had Kwame at 2+ TDs. Yeah.
This Brett guy, I don't know why he's QB. He can't throw a spiral for shit. I don't get who drafted this guy. Why was he the first draft pick? Yeah. This Brett Fantasy guy. Yeah. He can't even hand off the football. I like the scoreboard graphic, too. That was cute. That was cute.
Chelsea was really proud of herself for getting a flag. She thought that was the biggest move.
Her rival.
Yeah, no big deal.
No big deal, but you know, she's above it. Yeah. Amber and Paul talk, and Amber is like, "You're moving to San Diego? I'm also moving to San Diego. Maybe we could like hang out, you know?"
Yeah.
Ben, do you feel that it's moved on from fuck you, Paul, to fuck me, Paul? What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was getting that vibe.
Yep.
But he says he's been avoiding her because he doesn't want to fall into another scandal like when he accidentally grazed that girl's butt.
Yeah. Yep.
Because cameras are always on Paul. He's always getting, you know, the paparazzi's following him. He can't get caught in a situation. You know, he's very famous.
Absolutely not. Yep. Yep.
I totally sympathize with him at all points.
I bet you Paul really relates to that whale from SeaWorld, from that documentary, Blackfish.
Shamu?
No.
Was Shamu in Blackfish?
No. Someone that killed lots of people. That's probably why he wants to go down to San Diego.
Free Willy?
He's like, I gotta see this whale.
I like when Chelsea cheers and Kwame is like, what the fuck are you doing cheering for the other team? How could you? How could you do that?
Divorce.
When Micah and Chelsea talk, Micah is very kind and says, how are things with Kwame? And Chelsea's like, I love him more and more every day. We're going to kiss in front of you later and you'll see. You see how we kiss. You will see how we kiss.
We're literally living a fairy tale life. Yes. And you are the wicked witch that is sitting on the outside looking in, jealous. Thank you.
She's so icy. In the beginning of this conversation, like she doesn't even look at Micah. She refuses to look at her. She's just like,
well, because she's going high, you know.
Yes.
And you can't get people to go high with you. You can't force them.
No. Chelsea says, so you moved back here? Must be hard being single, right? I'm not single. I'm with Kwame. The guy who tried to steal from me.
Yeah. How dare she?
Chelsea says, I don't think your person is here. And also says, and I quote, you just need to fucking go, Micah. Ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha. Okay.
I was floored. I was like,
yeah.
And Micah goes, thank you for handling everything with grace. I'm really sorry. She gives her hug and says, I look up to you.
Wow.
And Chelsea's like, you just need to fucking go to like Brazil or some shit. You know, you should get as far away from Kwame as possible and never talk to either one of us ever again. So
yeah,
like fuck off.
Yeah. You should take a nap in the dirt.
Yeah. Chrissy Teigen style.
Chrissy Teigen style.
Take a dirt nap. Wow, this was good. This was a good one. I was like, this is what we came for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Marshall has a cannon, Ben. Marshall was throwing the rock pretty hard, pretty high.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Got an arm.
Yeah, let's go.
If they ever start that real fantasy football league, Marshall should be the quarterback.
Yeah, I bet he's one of the best in the country.
Probably.
I mean, I've never seen football before, but... Or real. I've only seen fantasy.
If it's anything close to fantasy football, then it's probably going to be awesome.
Yeah, I've only seen fantasy football before. I've never seen real. This is the first time it's existed.
Yeah.
So final score, Pod Squad 28, Golden Gobs 21. No one surprised.
Wow. So they covered the spread.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good for them, because they were at minus 10.
Yes.
So good for them. Yeah.
Bliss goes very Michelle Obama at the end of here, and she's like, I think it's good that we all got active today. She's like, I think it's good that everybody got our like endorphins running. We all got in shape. Isn't that good, guys? We all got our exercise
Let's
in
look
for
at the
day.
Positives. Yeah.
Let's look at the positives. We all ate a healthy lunch.
Remember, Love is Blind doesn't provide food, so
yeah, that's true.
That's why Nick brought his own beans.
Yeah. Hey, everybody wants to date Chicago. Beans, though. Everyone wants to date beans. Chelsea's birthday party, you know, it wouldn't be an after the altar without an anniversary celebration or a birthday party, Ben.
No, we got to have a birthday party.
I was like, you were like, it's not going to happen this time. And it's like, no, we got the birthday party.
Yep.
Why?
Well, it is the best time of the year.
Yes.
It's, you know, Chelsea's big day.
I don't have a fashion criticism, Ben.
Okay.
I have a question. Why was Marshall twinning with his friend Jordan when they showed up? They were wearing like the same colored pants and shirt. Did you notice this?
Because they're probably besties.
Yeah, you're right. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It just really stood out to me.
What like do you think we try and do on this show almost every time? You know, we try and twin with our hats.
This is our uniform.
Oh, this is our podcast uniform.
We're workers.
Yeah, we have a union, right?
Why wasn't Marshall's girlfriend invited?
That's a great question.
Another question I had, not fashion related.
Because she was there at the other thing, so why wasn't she?
Yeah, maybe they broke up. Maybe Marshall's trying to get back together with Jackie when he talked to her.
Probably. He's down bad. Yes.
Marshall and Jackie, this was a very organic conversation, the way he pulled her aside to this area that nobody else was sitting at.
Yeah. Definitely completely elective. Nobody told him to do that.
Yeah, this is very organic. Yep. I believed it, though. It felt this is actually one of like the realer conversations in the show when it happened to me.
Yeah,
I felt like they were squashing the beef and that they do feel genuinely like they wish the best for each other.
Yeah, yeah. They had to break it up, though, because, you know, Marshall's apologies, it's pretty long.
Yeah, so she was like,
it wasn't going on hour three when the producers had to step in.
Yeah, this was severely cut down.
But no, it did seem genuine, did seem sincere. It did seem like they're cool now. Like we said earlier, Jackie just wants to be done with it all.
Yeah, she's like, she's I ready don't want to be cyberbullied anymore. I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I do hope she got a little redemption from this after the altar, because she did take it pretty hard online. No, I know she did a lot of wild things too that exacerbated that.
I know, fuck out. Like, just stop posting. It'll stop. Stop. The Marshall facial expression challenge. He had like one or two facial expressions.
I think they were specifically talking about the, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't feel
Nick's
like any...
was the best, though, because he was in full-blown chaplain mode.
Yeah.
He was going.
He took two forks and he stuck them in two potatoes and he started doing a dance with them too. It wasn't even part of it. It was amazing. He did the little dance. It was incredible.
I love it when he does that.
Yeah.
I
love really... it. Nick Thompson, he's really pivoted, you know, since he lost the condo. It's really good. Irina and Amber talk. This is fucking hilarious. I like how Irina like sincerely apologizes and then is like, so I made fun of you for crying and that was bad, but I didn't actually know that you were crying, by the way. I thought that somebody was cutting onions and like, but you were just like really sad.
I thought that somebody was watching a YouTube video of someone crying over there. That's basically what I thought.
Just hiding and laughing behind the counter.
Because I was playing hide and seek with Micah,
yes,
and she didn't see me, and so it was funny to me that she couldn't find me. That's all.
And Amber's like, this isn't worth my time. I don't hate you. I don't hate anyone. Blah blah blah. Get the fuck out of my face. Bye. okay, I'm not going to do this. You're not worth it.
Yeah. Bye. I like all these producers sort of putting each person in their own little timeout and making them apologize to the person that they did bad to. Yeah. Like they're the parents. Yeah.
Well, that's like Irina's thing right now, her apology tour. And yeah. Everyone's like, you're not even good at apologizing. Like, why don't you just like be evil? It'll work. It'll be better for your career.
Go on an evil tour.
Yeah, be evil.
I'd buy tickets for that.
Micah says she doesn't know how Paul feels about her, and he always keeps the door a little open. It's like, you guys already had this conversation before the show. This is a fake conversation. We can tell. This is fake.
Yeah.
Right? Did this feel real to you?
No. It feels like they've had this conversation many times over.
Yeah.
And, well, maybe not this exact conversation. I'm sure the producers helped articulate it better.
Yeah. So they're not friends. She's not even going to be friends anymore. It's like we saw Nancy do this with Bartice. This is.
I think this is a dangerous move, though. The I'm not going to be friends with you anymore, because once you stop being friends with Paul, then you become enemies.
Yeah, that's not good.
Every person to him, if they don't benefit him in one way or another, then they are.
Yeah.
He looks at you like a slab of meat.
Luckily, she looks like his mom, so it might be conflicting for him. It might be the only thing she is going.
Although, I don't know. Maybe that's part of the fantasy, too. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And he's mad at his mom right now. So,
yeah.
Wow. This is.
It could actually be really healthy for him, not for anyone else, but
Chelsea listens to her inner child, Ben.
You don't say.
Are you telling me Chelsea acts like a child sometimes?
I don't believe that. What was the thing she was saying about having a doll in the back seat? What was that?
Dude, I was just floored. I'm just like,
what is going on?
I don't know. It was so wild.
It's disturbing. It's a little disturbing.
Yes. Keisha.
I mean, we talked a lot about Paul being a serial killer. Maybe we should start talking about Chelsea being one, because this is some fucked up shit. I'm just saying.
My inner child wants me to eat human flesh. So I go to the grocery store and I chloroform someone. I put them in my trunk.
That's all. That's it.
Gotta listen to that inner child.
Anyone who's wearing black and not pink.
Yeah.
I chose Barbie over Oppenheimer. Thank you.
I did the Barbie. Thank you.
Yeah.
Keisha and Jackie. Keisha says that Monica is coming, and Jackie's like, uh-oh, we gotta get out of here. Uh-oh. And so we talked about this on the Patreon, maybe a little bit on the main pod. Yeah, Monica revealed this on her Instagram, and also like I had discovered this in a People article that they had been like, we had 7 engaged couples, and then they only talked about 6, and I was like, wait a minute, they said 7, and then later Monica revealed that it was her and Josh. Now on her Instagram, I remember the post. By the way, her Instagram handle is Monica Not Lewinsky, which is funny.
Hilarious. Hilarious. It was, I like that handle.
I haven't gone back and looked at it, but I don't remember it just being like, this is me telling my story. You know, like, it was not, like, totally benign. You know what I'm talking about?
I see. Yeah.
You remember it being that way?
There was a slight bit of shade.
Slight.
Very, ever so slightly.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's enough to, you know, get all freaked out about and start calling her a clout chaser. I don't know.
I felt like she was clout chasing, or not clout chasing. She was definitely getting her camera time.
Absolutely.
This episode.
Well, what's the point of going on Love is Blind if you're not?
Well, I know. But this time she was definitely here to get the maximum drama possible.
Absolutely. And I applaud her.
I applaud her. But let's first talk about this engagement. Why wasn't this on the show?
Great question.
This was so funny.
Especially when she said, oh my God, I'm engaged to a psychopath.
Yeah, I have the audio from the best parts of this engagement.
Okay, fantastic.
Things didn't work out.
Pick me.
Yeah, you actually, oh my God. Lord help me, Jesus Christ.
I was like, shit.
You thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
You like have them like in your back pocket, like these freaking jokes. Here comes another one. I'm engaged to a lunatic.
Wow.
Oh, she said lunatic, not psychopath.
Lunatic.
I apologize.
Yeah, I love when he says, what did he say? When he starts, pick me, and he starts acting like a robot.
Yeah.
Why didn't we see his relationship? Why didn't we see the engagement? That shit is so funny.
I wanted to see Robot Josh Moore. Will you marry me?
I'm not sure if you're aware of the thicker than a bowl of oatmeal meme. Are you?
I don't think I am.
It's from there's a video, and it's like an inmate, and there's somebody reading like a transcript of what happened during an arrest. Maybe here I'll read the court. I'll play the court transcript part.
He had no problem whatsoever hitting on the undercover officer on the audio tape, trying to pick her up and saying, "Girl, you're thicker than a bowl of oatmeal."
And then when the person reading the transcript says that, the inmate goes, makes a face like, "Yeah, I said that." Like, well, she was thicker than a bowl of oatmeal, you know, like, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So that's kind of like that's in reference to.
Wow. Thank you for that context.
Yes, that's like a thing. But it's not an insult.
No.
Yeah. So they had a short-lived engagement. But yeah, she's like, "I'm your best friend. Like, we're best friends, even though we haven't talked in a year. We're like the best friends we're ever gonna be. Like, when it doesn't work out, like, I'll be here, even though we haven't talked in like a year. Like, we're always gonna be together. Like, what did I do? Like, why won't you talk to me?"
Jackie is being, I think, cautiously optimistic here and trying to help steer this in a good direction.
I think so. She's like, "Oh, I gotta do this conversation, you know. I have a contract, you know."
Yeah. Gotta fulfill that contract.
Yes. Yeah, Monica's like, "What did I do? Like, I told you I was gonna post it." And then it's when Josh shows up that everything goes to shit. And he's like, "You left comments up, you clout chaser." And then I like that they start rehashing their relationship. That was what I really liked. Yeah. He's like, "This is just like when we were engaged. How could you do this to me?"
Yeah.
"You're a child."
Yep. "You're 6 years old." And then that's when he's like, "Yeah, well, Chelsea told me I need to have my inner child."
Yeah, Monica just felt like super, like, she's like, "I was edited off the show last time. This time, I'm going to get my time in the sun, baby. I'm going to raise those followers."
I wish they could all figure that out before they go on the show to begin with.
I know.
Come on.
At least we got some drama, you know, this after the altar. We got some good stuff going on because nobody else is giving to us. Every other couple's like, "We're perfect. Nothing bad ever happens. We are the ideal couple."
Yep.
We cracked the marriage code.
They're the ideal boring couple for a reality show.
We didn't even need to date.
Yep.
We just got married. We didn't even need to know each other, and we all are perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. Jackie doesn't want anything to do with it, takes off her mic. I like when Josh talks to Monica and when Josh talks to Chelsea.
Yeah.
And Chelsea's like, "Just go love Jackie and love your life. Don't accuse people for being clout chasers. We're all clout chasers here. Don't blow up the spot. That's what we do."
Her ears were burning.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Like, "You're a clout chaser. I'm a clout chaser. We're all clout chasers. Shut the fuck up." "This is the realest you will ever see me be.
I'm trying to get a producer job on this fucking show.
I'm fucking chasing clout as we speak." Brett says him and Tiffany are not perfect. That's true. They're very boring. That is not an aspect of perfection.
Nope.
And then he packs his $20,000 suitcase with 40 pairs of shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta have all those shoes.
Kwame and Chelsea talk about how communication is important. That's groundbreaking stuff, Ben.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
and being your little inner baby.
Walking in the stroller, he's introducing to his inner puppy because he's a fur baby.
I'm playing mommy. I made the doggy my baby.
Bliss and Zach, they're going to Europe. They're at the airport. And then we see a bunch of vertical videos. You know, you guys can turn the phone sideways, get even wider videos, you know?
Yeah.
You guys can turn that phone sideways.
Yeah.
You don't just have to post stories. You can do some sideways videos for yourself.
My favorite part was when they started awkwardly dancing in a crowd where no one was dancing, and the people in the crowd were sort of looking at them like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's what love is, Ben. They cracked the code. That's what love is. You don't know what it is.
I do. It's blind.
Yeah. But you know, overall, it was a good after the altar. I enjoyed it. It was good. It was breezy.
I would encourage the producers to continue to just do the corniest possible shit in the future, like they did with this. I think it worked to a certain degree. Yeah.
If they're going to do them. I mean, I really don't know if it was necessary. I don't know if I needed to
but
watch that.
Then you get like fantasy football quotes from Zach and things like that. You know, you take a cast, you put them in sports and funny things happen. You know,
you're right. I don't regret watching it. I don't regret it. I just don't know if I needed it.
Yeah.
In my life.
I should hope you don't regret it.
It's just like season one. It was like a while
this
afterwards.
This is our job, Max.
There was so much. It was like everyone after the season one, after the altar has just been like, because it's so soon. It's only a year later and they're all so boring.
I know. But we did get a trailer for the next season, for season five.
There we go.
They focused on just one couple. How interesting is that?
Yes.
I think that's really interesting.
Just one woman whose mom doesn't think she'll ever find someone. I love that.
And who thinks she should stay away from relationships.
Tons of issues
that's
there.
That's a good sign.
That's good. She'll be chock full of nuts. Like that.
And folks, I don't know if you heard, but we're going back to the great state of the world.
We're going to Tejas. Tejas, baby. Woo! Yeehaw! Bam, bam.
So get ready for the negative reviews to pour in from Texas.
Going to Houston.
Going to 3.5 star average rating.
You don't talk that way about my state.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
We're going to have a good time.
I am very excited.
Yes. Yes.
So we'll see you all there. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert. We're going to have weekly bonus content on there from now on. And otherwise, Ben?
Jesus wept. Amen. Reality alert out.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.